The Eagle Valley Natural Gas Plant in Martinsville is using water that could be contaminated with toxic coal ash to cool the plant, and then putting it back into the White River. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management recently reapproved the plant's ability to do this. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the Hoosier Environmental Council is challenging that decision.
AES Indiana converted its Eagle Valley plant from coal to natural gas 7 years ago. But there's still coal ash at the site, and monitoring data shows it's leaching toxic heavy metals into the groundwater. Indra Frank with the Hoosier Environmental Council says uptaking this water for cooling keeps the contamination close to Eagle Valley, but that's not the same as a cleanup.
It's true that that controls the spread in the ground, but then it takes those contaminants and spreads them into the White River.
Frank says so far AES plans to consolidate coal ash at the Eagle Valley plant and cap it. The company doesn't mention adding a liner to keep the coal ash from coming in contact with groundwater. In a statement, AES says it takes pride in its compliance with environmental rules. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.